Today on CityCast Chicago, making a show for Chicagoans is a constant reminder that common knowledge in one neighborhood might as well be complete gibberish in another. I mean, we got different slangs, different names for buildings. I don't know if you call it tavern style or party cut, but regardless, we know that there's always something to learn about this city. Today, lead producer Carrie Shepherd and myself are testing our Chicago knowledge with somebody from outside the city. It's Tuesday, November 30th. I'm Jacoby Cochran, and this is CityCast Chicago. We like to think we make this podcast for Chicago, right? It's about Chicago for Chicagoans. But when I say Chicagoans, you know, I mean people who care about our city, who love it, even if you don't live here. Our boss, David Plotz, is one of those listeners. He spent most of his life out in D.C. David runs CityCast and co-hosts Slate's Political Gab Fest. He also got a lot of questions about Chicago, most of them basic as hell, but maybe you got them too. David, welcome to CityCast Chicago.
Oh, it's great to be here, Jacoby. I have to say, even in your introduction, I had no idea what you were talking about, tavern style. I don't even know what that means, tavern style.
It's the way we cut our pizza.
Also, why would you have taverns? What is a tavern? That's even a Chicago question. Like, don't you have bars, restaurants? What's a tavern?
Oh, come on. But, you know, we got deep history. We before they were called bars, we call them taverns. And tavern style is to be shared. It's to be cut into small squares. Some people call it party cut.
So my first question, like these are like very sincere questions I don't know the answer to. Okay, well, let's start with one. What is the Loop? Is the Loop a train? Is it a road? Is it a neighborhood? Is it in fact a loop? Like, you hear people talking about the Loop, like, what is it?
Yeah, I can start with this. So it's a couple of those things that you named. It is in fact part of downtown, sort of the central business district. It goes from about, it really depends who you ask in terms of where it goes, but it basically goes from like Lake Street up north, Wabash East, like Van Buren or Congress south, and then about Wells or Wacker on the west. So it is like a small part of the downtown neighborhood, but it is also the name is derived from the train system, the elevated train system, where like the brown, the pink, the orange, the green, the blue, and the red, they all at some point meet. And about four of those trains make a loop around downtown before shifting out into different parts of the city. So it's a train and it's downtown.
Okay. Well, that seems pretty clear. Let's go back to pizza. So do you guys actually eat Chicago-style pizza if you're having a random pizza? So if you're like, oh, let's get some pizza, it'll be Chicago-style pizza. Or is it an effort to eat Chicago pizza?
Carrie, can I kick? I'm going to kick it to Carrie by doubling up on the question. Carrie, when you hear Chicago-style pizza, what do you think about? Because that's not one type of pizza.
Ooh, that's true. That's true. That's a good point. I usually think of Chicago-style pizza as deep dish. The version that is much maligned by East Coasters. And we do eat it, not on the regular, I would say, because it's just heavier. I would say the most often I have it when, you know, friends, guests, tourists are in town. But I grew up, like Jacoby mentioned, tavern style. I grew up eating tavern style and prefer it. It's the thin crust and it's cut in little squares and you can eat more of it and not feel like you ate a ton more. So that's the type of pizza we would get more regularly than the deep dish pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, Chicago style is, I understand that for most people it's deep dish. For me, it's that thin, crispy crust. Tavern style cut.
All right, here's one. You guys always talking about there's 77 neighborhoods in Chicago. I don't know anything about Chicago, but I know there's 77 neighborhoods in Chicago. I live in a neighborhood in Washington, D.C. A neighborhood in Washington, D.C. is just a place that, like, there are blocks.
What's the name of your neighborhood?
Woodley Park.
Okay.
Is a Chicago neighborhood something different? Does a Chicago neighborhood have walls around it? Does it have its own government? Is there a king of every neighborhood?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Does a neighborhood have its own council district? Do you get a special card? Like, I am a resident. I mean, you guys talk about neighborhoods the way people really, you know, talk about something holy.
Well, yeah, let me ask that question to you. When you say Woodley Park,
yeah,
What are the first like three things that pop in your mind when you think of like Willie Bark?
A metro station.
A metro station. That's it. Like, do you think about like the people who live there, like the type of people who live there, the history of it?
No. It's not about me. It's not about me, guys. It's about you.
No, I know, but it gives me a way of thinking about how you conceive a neighborhood. Because when I think of a neighborhood, particularly in Chicago, a lot of those questions gets answered in the name of it. Because we're such a segregated city. When I say Humble Park, Rogers Park, Hyde Park, not only are there like parks in those neighborhoods that you can go out to, you could travel to those neighborhoods and shop in them, you can live in them if you want. But Humble Park, there's a large population of Puerto Rican people who live there. Hyde Park is a diverse neighborhood, but it's traditionally a more like Black middle class neighborhood. Rogers Park is very diverse, but Andersonville, Auburn, Gresham, Austin, like when we say those names, because of how segregated our city is, you kind of think of where it is geographically and then the kind of people who live here and then historically, how has that neighborhood been treated by the city?
Also, just a quick point of clarification. It's not 77 neighborhoods. We have 77 community areas that are really strictly defined boundaries that were created for census purposes, but there are many neighborhoods within those community areas. So I live in Ukrainian Village, but the community area is called West Town.
Yeah.
All right. Have you guys, is Chicago the kind of city where you like see Oprah on the street all the time? Have you ever seen Oprah on the street?
No, but I do know people who have seen her, especially when she stayed here more often and had a place here, which I think she still may, but I have never actually seen her, no.
What about Kanye? Kanye, you like see him on the street.
Nah.
No?
No. Nah. I will tell this is random, but because it just happened, Virgil Abloh, who is a famous fashion designer.
He just died.
Yeah.
He just died.
Yeah, he passed away. And I actually did see him on the street once. We were both it wasn't really the street. We were both at the Art Institute. And I went up to him and I asked him like what he was working on. And he was just a very sweet man. It was right before things had really gotten like hectic for his schedule and things had blown up. But he seemed like a really sweet man. So you might run into like an athlete or a fashion designer. You might catch Joe Fresh Goods walking on the street or not. I never ran into Oprah.
There are a ton of TV shows which have Chicago in the title. Chicago Fire, Chicago Hope, Chicago Justice. One question is, why is that? And two, do people in Chicago watch those shows?
Why is that? Because we're the shit. That's the reason why. Because putting our name as something is like gold. It's like, it makes sense.
The only time I have seen those shows is actually literally when I have walked on the set because they're filming in my neighborhood. Uh-huh. I've never actually seen them on TV.
All right, moving to architecture, actually. Let's go to architecture. Category, architecture. What is the deal with those really famous circular parking lots along the river, which whenever I've been to Chicago, I'm like, that's a beautiful building, that circular building. And someone says, oh, it's a parking lot. Do people park in those big circular parking lots like 20 stories up?
You're talking about the corner on the Cobb?
Yeah, it's probably what it is. Yeah, I know it was in some Steve McQueen movie.
Marina Towers.
Bertrand Goldberg.
I love that building. I think it's beautiful. I never get sick of looking at it. And it's not just a parking lot. People do live there. There are apartments and condos there, and they park their cars if they live there.
I've taken the architecture tour a few times, so I know a little something. And so they were completed in 1964, and the reason Goldberg was commissioned to build them is because of white flight. People were fleeing the city during the 50s and the 60s. And so it was supposed to be like a city within a city. It's got like a theater and a gym and an ice rink and grocery stores and restaurants and even a marina that, people could use to access the river.
That's good history, Jacoby. Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
That was
really
great. Yeah, I just learned a ton.
You know.
Okay. Just a few more. We're really getting there. So does the joy of riding your lovely elevated trains outweigh the misery of the looming shadowy train tracks and the huge amount of train noise that there is if you're on the street?
I don't find actually any misery in walking under the tracks or the loud noise. I think it's really cool. And I think being elevated does, the beauty of it does override any of the, you know, if people are bothered by the sound and walking under the tracks. Like Jacoby was talking about when the trains come into the loop, when you come in, it's almost like you're on a roller coaster weaving in between these buildings. And sometimes you're so close to the buildings, you can kind of look in on someone's office and you can see them working and everybody is doing something different and the interesting jobs they're doing, or maybe they're just in a bad job they hate. It really allows you, your mind to wander.
But yeah, participating in the romanticizing of it, just the views that you will get from any of the trains moving through and out of downtown, it plays out like a segregation stop line, though. Like, you, if you stay, sit on the top at Howard on the Red Line that goes all the way to 95th Street, you'll see what this city looks like from investment to disinvestment in a way that is, it is a jarring ride to experience.
People are always saying, Chicago, what an amazing theater town. It's got great theater. So what does that mean? Does that mean that you guys go to plays every night the way regular people, normal people like me, go to the movies?
I'm really interested, Jacoby, in your answer to this, because I have one and I'm wondering if I just made it up. But I think that Chicago is a theater town because of the number of storefront theaters, these small theaters that seem to be in every neighborhood, and it can be like someone's living room or their attic, or just there could be, it could seat like 10 people. So there is, it just seems like it's a theater town because it supports that level of creativity and performance. And obviously a lot of comics and improv have come through here. Also Steppenwolf is started here, and that has been that's launched the careers of a lot of people.
Answer that question, I think of that as well. I've not gone to that many, mostly because I can't afford it. I haven't gone to that many of the huge theaters downtown. I've seen a few shows here and there, but I've seen shows in large theaters and living rooms and old renovated warehouses and lofts and outside.
All right, my last question. Do white Chicagoans actually have that Da Bears accent that they used to mock on Saturday Night Live?
Yes, they do. Yes. Yes, yes. I know, I feel like that is the accent of maybe like Far Northwest Side, Far Southwest Side, Blue Island. I have friends whose dads definitely sound like that, and maybe like cops, but it exists for sure.
Yeah, I've come in contact with it as an adult. As a kid, when I heard it, I was like, nobody talks like this. But that's because my Chicago went from like 95th Street to like 45th or something. So I had never heard it. I was so I was confused most of my life listening to it. I was like, Who the hell talks like that? But no.
Is there like a black Chicago equivalent? Is there like a black Chicago accent that's as distinctive and weird as that one?
No, we sound like we from Mississippi and from Louisiana, just living up in Chicago.
Like a little southern.
Like car and water, again, you know, the basic words. But yeah, we definitely don't sound like, it's Da Bears, but it's not Da Bears. I don't know nobody who talk like that.
Why don't you have it, Carrie?
I do. I mean, maybe because I worked in radio and when I would hear it, I would re-record. But I have it. Yeah.
Have it. You're saying have it. Yeah. I hear it.
See, there you go.
Well, guys, I feel so much more hep to Chicago. I feel like a lot of my ignorance has been washed away by your fountains of wisdom.
Do you feel like you know more about Chicago now?
I do. Well, between this conversation and the 175 or so we've put on wax to this point, we got plenty of material to work from, my friend. Before I let you go, a little bit of news, y'all. The World Health Organization has labeled the Omicron variant of COVID-19 high risk for spreading globally, Mayor Lori Lightfoot said in a statement, the city is monitoring developments and encourages residents to continue wearing your mask indoors, get vaccinated if you can, and get the booster shot. Now, with so much focus on Black Friday and Cyber Monday, I don't want you to forget that today is Giving Tuesday. Now, you don't have to just donate money. I mean, food, time, and items can go a long way for an organization in your neighborhood. We got a bunch of places you can donate in the show notes, courtesy of Block Club Chicago and Crane Chicago Business. And some good news to get you through. The Chicago Elite Classic, hosted by Simeon and Whitney Young, is back this weekend. One of the nation's premier high school basketball showcases for both boys and girls kicks off Friday at UIC's Credit Union One Arena. You can check the show notes for a link to buy tickets. For more Chicago stories and events, including a write-up on some of the city's biggest philanthropists, subscribe to our daily newsletter at chicago.citycast.fm. As always, thanks for listening. Your boy is off for the rest of the week, but I'll talk to you on Monday. Peace.